USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon says a drone strike conducted in Afghanistan has taken out a member of the terror group that bombed the Kabul airport on Thursday. A new warning was issued from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, saying Americans that are still in Afghanistan to not go to the airport. President Biden's national security team has warned another terror attack in Kabul is likely after 13 U.S. service members were killed on Thursday.
This is the most dangerous part of the mission. This is the retrograde period of the mission.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the military has taken maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport, where evacuations are continuing.
In this case, they're also doing that while there is an ongoing and acute threat from ISIS-K.
The final U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan should happen this Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hurricane warnings are up for parts of the Gulf Coast as Ida, which is already a Category 1 hurricane, is expected to intensify quickly and slam into Louisiana sometime this weekend.
The storm is sort of ahead of schedule, meaning they had projected it would be at a certain strength at a certain time, and is beating those projections. And what this means is the rapid intensification is happening, as was expected. It's just happening to a greater degree, or at least faster than expected.
Governor John Bel Edwards. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has told people who live outside the city's levee system to evacuate.
If you need something, we need you to say something. And do not wait.
The storm is expected to make landfall in Louisiana sometime on Sunday, which just happens to be the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which inundated New Orleans for weeks afterwards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials are still investigating why the Florida condo collapsed in Miami. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Videos by a team of federal investigators shows more evidence of extensive corrosion and overcrowded concrete reinforcement in a Miami-area condominium that collapsed in June, killing 98 people. The video shows densely packed steel reinforcement in various sections of the building, along with extensive corrosion where one of the columns met the building's foundation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology also announcing it will conduct a five-pronged investigation into the Champlain Towers South collapse. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.